Live from the Central City Radio Studios in Tempe, Arizona, it's Focus on Freedom with your host, Pastor Brenda Pratt on King FM.
My Redeemer has saved
me. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. It is so hot outside. I almost forgot the reason we were getting together today. I'm not going to play with you. That heat is like causing me to have amnesia. It's times like this when I'm so glad that thy word have I hid in my heart, because if it wasn't in my heart, it would not come out of my head. It's hot. It's like flaming hot. Listen to me real carefully. If you do not know Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, you need to get this done right quick. Because if hell is seven times hotter than Phoenix, Arizona, you going to be hot, sister, brother. You going to be hot. Oh, my goodness. I can't take it. I cannot take it. You can't get enough water on your body. You can't get enough water in your body. You just need to walk around with constant misters on you. This place is hot. And if hell is a reflection of the heat that's here on earth, you better get this thing right. You better be at Freed Indeed tomorrow morning. Look, you better be running through the door. What must I do to be saved? Because I'm not kidding you. You think your car overheating now. You wait till you bust hell open. You're going to be hot. Hot. But that's not what I want to talk to you about. I do not want to talk to you about hell. But I do want you to know it's hot, and it's so hot that it's causing me to have amnesia. I'm telling you right now. I woke up this morning. I didn't even know my name. It was already 100 degrees. I looked at my husband. I'm like, who am you? He said, what? I said, who am you? Why are you here? It's so hot. He's like, your diction is off. Everything, girl. You lost your whole mind. And I was just in Anaheim 2 days ago, and the weather was so perfect. Listen, we were walking down the street past Disneyland. It's about 78 degrees with a nice little breeze, and all the people were happy and holding hands, and mamas pushing the strollers, and husbands got their hands on their wives' back, and that was Anaheim. And then I got back to Phoenix, and husbands were pushing wives over to the side like, man, you breathing all the air, and kids laying in strollers with their tongues hanging out of their mouths, and people walking around with no shirts on. I'm telling you, it's so hot that I can't even imagine. Just, whew, it's hot. It's hot. So let's get this thing together. This is Pastor Pratt with Focused on Freedom, and I want to spend some time with you. I want you to know how much I love you. I want you to know that I'm joking with you about the heat, but hell is real. And every day people are dying without benefit of having a relationship with Jesus Christ in their life. And they're dying without that relationship, and they're waking up to the reality that eternal separation from God is now the norm for them. That, you know, I know everything that's going on. I'm conscious, I'm cognizant of the decisions that I made on earth, and the fact that I could have made different decisions. I'm cognizant of the fact that I saw my mama and my sister and my brother get up and go to church every day, and I opted not to go. Listen, you are conscious. You are who you are in hell, just as you are who you are in heaven. There's no difference. It's not like you go to hell and you're numb and you're wandering around like these things we've seen in movies. No, you are cognizant of who you are, and you are cognizant of what's going on around you. So I just want you to know that God loves you. I love you, and I want to do whatever I can to help you find the relationship with Jesus Christ that ensures that as soon as you are absent from this body, you are present with the Lord. I mean, this is the kind of teaching that the church is called to rise up and teach in this, the last days and hours, in this, when we are anxiously awaiting the coming of Christ, when we are anxiously awaiting the ceremony, the bridegroom coming in and taking his bride, and then the manifold blessings of his kingdom being established here in earth. So This is the time when we are looking for those things to happen. This is this time when we are embracing God and we are holding fast to the words that he has told us. And I want you to know that at Freed Indeed Christian Center, we believe the whole word of God. We believe that he is who he says that he is, that he is capable of doing what he says he can do, and we are capable of becoming who he said we will become. So we are at that point in our lives when, listen, we have got to put away childish things, when we have to start walking in the adulthood that needs to be walked in. We were children, and God allowed us to speak, think, act, and reason as children. But now he's calling us to mature. He's calling us to be more. He's calling us to be bigger, to be more mature, to do things in a way that is God honoring. He's calling us to rise up and represent him in a way that lets the world know that we are no longer children, that we are mature in Christ, and we are capable of speaking, thinking, acting, and reasoning as adults in Christ. We are capable of carrying the mantle of Christ in the earth in such a way that people don't fear the power of Christ, that they can understand the revelation of Christ, and then they can relate to the love of Christ. And it's a complete package that makes the anticipatory excitement of finally seeing the bridegroom, it makes it manifest, it makes it real, it makes it whole. So we live in a time now when we can no longer speak, think, act, and reason as children. We have enough children right now running the country that if the church would just rise up and live out the true purpose for which it was called, we could overthrow everything that's going on right now. Listen, right now, the political structure is imploding. It is attacking itself. It is eating itself from the inside out. And if the church would now begin to humble itself, pray, and turn from its wicked ways, God could hear us and he could begin to heal our lands. When you have the most powerful person on the planet resorting to trivial words to hurt people, then we understand that somewhere there's a disconnect, and thinking, acting, and reasoning as an adult has gone out the window. Then when you have everything that's designed to support the most powerful person in the world engaged in trivial discussions on what the most powerful person on the planet has said to hurt one other person on the planet, they're all focused on an agenda that does not have people at its core. But if we, the church, would keep love to let people know, listen, this is the reason for which God left us here in the earth, so that by the love we show one for another, people would know that we are the disciples of Christ. If we would begin to rise up in love and have a coordinated attack from the smallest ministry to the mega ministry, going out and reaching those who are lost, we could show them that although the world is not focused on you, God is. Although the world doesn't have your best interests at heart, God does. Although the world has not perceived the cries that are coming from you, God has. So going into this time of excitement, and everybody's getting ready for the holiday that's coming up, and everybody is beginning to understand that we got a free day coming up, we want to be able to focus inward on those that God left us to take care of, because the president is not focusing on the people that God has told us to take care of. The legislators are not focusing on the people that God told us to take care of. All of those who have the power, the authority, the ability to lift up their brother man, they don't seem to have their eye on the prize. And every day I'm confronted by the fact that it's 120 degrees outside. I don't have time to play with President Trump. I don't have time to play with Congress. I don't have time to play with the Senate. People are dying and going to a real hell. And the President, the Congress, and the Senate, they're going to the Bahamas. They're going to Mexico. They're going to Trinidad. They're going to take a 30-day recess and enjoy their break. All at your expense. Now, you just chew on that while you're getting your Bible, your paper, your pencil, and your pen, and you're calling somebody and letting them know Focused on Freedom is on the air. And Pastor Pratt got a knot in her leg that she just can't get out. So y'all come on back and help me. I hope y'all praying for me because I'm on one today. You know, I'm on one. Come on back and let's get into the message for today. Amen? Amen.
Hey, dog lovers, do you need someone to look after your pet but don't want to leave your best friend in a cage in some kennel? Turn to Rover. Rover is your one-stop shop for loving, trustworthy dog sitters near you. It's a free online service that connects you with a nationwide network of dog lovers for hire. Just go to comeonover.rover.com. In seconds, you'll be browsing dog sitters in your neighborhood. Search by travel dates or zip code. Read reviews, see photos, and find the perfect sitter for your pet. Rover makes the whole process fast and easy. You can hit the road happy, knowing your dog will be treated like family. Plus, every stay is covered by premium insurance and 24/7 support. Now that's peace of mind. Go to comeonover.rover.com right now and get your dog's first night free. That's a $25 value. So join hundreds of thousands of dog lovers who rely on Rover. It's fast, it's easy, and your first night is free. Go to comeonover.rover.com. That's comeonover.rover.com.
I was 35 when my life and addictions started to spiral out of control. My ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me. I felt hopeless. He called Elite Rehab Placement because I couldn't make the call. I was ashamed. I was given skills to manage my sadness and my anger. And more importantly, I'm 3.5 years sober. I'm so grateful for all their help. And all it took was making one phone call.
Elite Rehab can help you start to break your addiction problem and get sober in as little as 7 days. And we'll work with your insurance provider to help cover the costs. Plus, we have travel assistance programs to get you here by plane or train. Make this free call right now to learn more. 800-918-1376. 800-918-1376. 800-918-1376. That's 800-918-1376. Seniors, want peace of mind and a free prescription discount card? Keep listening. Are you age 85 or younger? Here's an important message to you and all seniors from Final Expense Direct Insurance Services. The average funeral now costs over $7,000, and the most government benefits will pay your family is only $255. Our senior plans start as low as $1 per day and will pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. There's no medical exam, and you'll have lifetime coverage. Plus, your rates will never increase, and your plan cannot be canceled as long as you make your premium payments. Get your free information about our senior plans. Just answer a few simple questions and get approved right over the phone. Plus, call right now, and you'll receive a free prescription discount card. Call 800-675-0194. 800-675-0194. 800-675-0194. That's 800-675-0194. 675-0194.
www.centralcityradio. You're listening to Focus on Freedom with your host, Pastor Brenda Pratt, on the Central City Radio Network.
Okay. I calmed down while you were gone. I took a chill pill, drank me a little bit of water. And I did say water freed indeed. Close your mouth. Put your tongue back in. I said water. Aren't you proud of me? I know. Okay, I'm drinking the water. Thank you. Because she's really been helping me. And I love all the people at Freed Indeed. They are a good group. You guys got to come by and see us. I mean, they are an awesome group of people. And it is truly fun to be with them and to have an opportunity to serve Christ with them. And I'm loving it. I'm loving it. So listen, tell me what you planning on doing on the 4th of July. What's your plans? Because I talked to my daughter Aisha. I got to get her back in here. Now you know Aisha. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. She's my comedian daughter. Sometimes she is a little bit rebellious, but I still love her because, you know, the Bible says you got to love everybody, right? So I love her to pieces. So I'm calling her this morning and I'm trying to figure out, hey, what are we going to do for the 4th of July? Because I'm trying to see where my grandchildren are. Hey, Malachi, I love you. That's my oldest grandson. He is in Baltimore at a science camp. This dude is super smart. I mean, like, smart. I thought Denevia was smart. Malachi just might be a little bit smarter. But then again, you know, he's a boy. So he got math and stuff. She's just got all that other stuff. Denevia, I like you too. So Malachi's there in Baltimore, and he's representing the family at his science Olympiad thing. And he is phenomenal. He's a sophomore in high school, and I'm really loving watching him mature. He's not one of those statistics. Never been arrested, don't smoke pot, don't drink, don't chase women, don't do a whole bunch of stuff. He's a nerd. He loves to read, and he's my nerd. So, love you, Malachi. But anyway, talking to Aisha, and if you ever get caught up in some of these videos that she makes me do, I'm sorry. I love her, but she's a comedian, and she doesn't stop being a comedian, even though her mother is a pastor. And I have to remind her all the time, You can't put that with me on there. You can't. You cannot. So she's been reposting this video of me. And I'm going to tell you the story about this 4th of July, but I got to tell you this one because it just came to my mind. She's been reposting this video of me that she did a couple of years ago. Anyway, she came to pick me up from work because my car wasn't working, and she was picking me up and taking me home for a couple of weeks. Anyway, she showed up, and I dress comfortable at work. I'm a preschool teacher, so I like to be comfortable. So she calls me and she says, Mom, I'm here. And I come around the corner and I'm dressed, and she gets out of the car and she's screaming, like, what is wrong with you, child? I know she's a little, you know, loose in the head, but she's like, what are you wearing? What are you wearing? Did you have that on all day? Oh my God. And she's, I mean, like, high volume screaming, and people are turning and looking. I thought I had, like, food on my clothes or a dead bug or something, because she was making such a big deal out of it. Okay, now, if you know Pastor, you know I have, like, this thing. I don't like my legs to be out, and I don't like my shoulders to be out, and I don't like my toes to be out or my ankles or none of that. So most of the time when I buy my clothes, I buy matching leotards. So the shirt is the same color as the leotards if I'm going to wear a skirt. So I come around the corner and I have on this turtleneck sweater, right? And I'm thinking I'm looking good because I got on my little black skirt, and it's got like the little fish tail on the bottom, and it looks like a little mermaid at the bottom. But I got matching leotards. So the leotard and the shirt looks like it's all one piece. So she thought I had a onesie on. She was going crazy. Why are you out here in the public dressed like a superhero? What's wrong with you? I thought for sure I was looking good. And then I thought to myself, my coworkers that have been laughing with me all day, I wonder if they've been laughing at me, because I do this on the regular. If I'm going to wear a red shirt, I wear red leotards. If I wear a brown shirt, I wear brown leotards. This day it was like purple. So I had purple leotards. She said, where in the world do you find leotards of all kinds of color? I'm coming to your house and I'm cutting all the feet out of them. So she's just screaming. You would have thought that something was wrong. But she really didn't lose it completely until I put my gloves and my hat on. And that's when she just fell on the ground. And there's nothing worse than being clowned by a professional comedian. I don't know if you've ever had that done to you, but it's one of those moments when you really wish you could become just invisible and walk away. Because once they get going, they can't stop. And it was just like, and I was so hurt. And she was like, just get in the car, get in the car, get in the car. So then I get in the car, and then she makes me get out of the car. And she's like, I'm putting this on Facebook. So she films me, and she says, like, da 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 da. Super preschool teacher. I have never been so embarrassed. I don't like hanging out with her, but she clowned me so hard. And if you've never been clowned by a professional comedian, let me tell you, it takes it to a whole new level. So I call her this morning. I'm like, what are we going to do for the 4th of July? Let's go do this. And I'm throwing out some things. And she's like, well, let's go to Slide Rock. And I'm like, no, because they have bacteria in the water. And I don't want to go there because, you know, they said they have bacteria in the water and it's the 4th of July. And I don't want to get a flesh-eating bacteria on the 4th of July because there are going to be a lot of people out there. Why don't we just go to the pool by my house? And she says to me, there's even more bacteria in the pool by your house because every time my kids come over there, I tell them all to just urinate in the water just for the fun of it. I'm like, what kind of person are you? You're just not right in the head. You're not. They say, well, it doesn't matter because they've done it for years. So now I don't know what I'm going to do. So call me. Let me know. 480-758-9528. Something fun that I can do and save that doesn't involve water. Because I'm not going to Slide Rock and getting the flesh-eating bacteria. And I'm not going anywhere with Mariah, that's my granddaughter, and Aisha and them. Because they're going to mess the water up. So I'm going to have to do something that doesn't involve water to celebrate my freedom this year. So let me know what you think. I'm open for suggestions. I'm not going out to places where they have a lot of people and fireworks and noise because I can't do that. I don't want to go anywhere where it's too hot. I don't want to do that. I don't think I want to go anywhere where they're showing movies. I don't want to do that. I don't think I want to go anywhere where they're serving food. I don't want to do that. Pretty sure I don't want to go anywhere where they're petting any kind of animal. Don't want to do that. So kind of limited in your suggestions to me. Oh, I definitely don't want to go anywhere where they're baking bread or making ceramic stuff. Don't call me with that, Tanya. Don't want to do that. I know. I can go see Amanda. She just had a new baby. How about that? That's perfect. Okay, settled. You don't need to call me. I know what I'm doing. So you can just rest up. Did you get your Bible, your pencil, and your paper? Because we're going to have a little fun today. We're going to have a little fun today because we're going into the 4th of July, and you know that's the day of what? Independence. So it's a great holiday to celebrate your independence. But I was recently exposed to something that I want to share with you, and it's something that Andrew Womack, if you're not familiar with him, he is a really strong and sound faith-based teacher, and he has thinking going into, you know, the Independence Day holiday, what he did was he wrote a declaration of dependence. We wanted independence, but what he did was he wrote a declaration of dependence, and it's all about our dependence on God. And I just thought that I would take today and share it with you because I thought it was not, you know, so much revolutionary or life-changing, but it was just a focalizing point where you could begin to understand, listen, we are such a nation and a culture where we're striving to be independent and we're become more and more disjointed and more disconnected. There was a time when the nuclear family was extremely important, but now we have what I call social pods where family isn't necessarily connected by closeness or by touching. Families are connected now by Skype and by Snapchat and these other social media outlets where in an instant you can be in touch with your family but actually have no personal contact. We just did it this morning. We talked to Jasmine in Tucson on Snapchat. She was going to come home, but something came up and she couldn't come, and that's okay. But she was still able to be right in the midst of the discussion because she was on the little Snapchat thing and her input was in it, not that I took it, but she was right there in the middle, and she was able to tell me what she thought about a trip that her dad and I were getting ready to take, and she was just as intense as if she was sitting right there in the midst, you know, and she's yelling and trying to convince me and her dad that it's not time for us to start taking trips without the twins, and I disagreed, but she got to be a part of the discussion, and here's the thing. If she's on the phone, I can normally put the phone down and walk away. I go in the kitchen, get me an ice cold soda, make me a sandwich, come back, and she's still in the middle of her discussion. But now that we have this face-to-face thing on this whatever this app was that Kenzie pulled up, she could see that I was sitting there playing Candy Crush, and she's like, Mom, you're not listening. And I wanted to turn to the little picture and tell her, no, I'm not. This is pretty much how every conversation we have, this is how it goes. But now you can see me. So families are close, but they're still not in that connected mode. And we can see each other, but it doesn't necessarily have that same intimacy. So what I was looking at as I was going through some things this week was going into our holiday here and our time of independence, and knowing how independent our culture is and how much we don't want to have to rely on other people, how much we want to be self-reliant and self-sufficient, that this is a critical time for the body to realize that our dependence on God is paramount. I mean, there is no other way around it. I was telling you in the last segment that even though Washington is going crazy, we as the body of Christ have a time right now when the enemy is confused and focused on wrong issues, that we can begin to come in and infiltrate and make change. Because it says, listen, if you who are called by my name would humble yourself, turn from your wicked ways, then I could hear you and I could heal. And that's what we want to do going into this time. We want to begin, while the enemy has everybody so distracted, to turn, to humble ourselves and pray so that God knows that our level of dependence on him has not changed. Listen, Andrew Womack, I'm going to share with you when we come back his declaration of dependence. And I'm going to put on my Twitter blog and Facebook stuff the link to go over to his website so that you can read it and just know that you can become a part of the league of those dependent on God. I mean, just outwardly, inwardly, publicly, every kind of way that we can, we want to be dependent on him. So come right back. I'm going to give you the key parts of his Declaration of Independence, and then we're going to talk a little bit about Independence Day and give you some background on that one so you know, listen, this is how you navigate through what's going on right now. Amen. Amen.
My Redeemer has saved me from sin.
Juice, Mom. Juice, juice, juice.
Mommy, why are we going to the store?
Mom, your child will have different needs at different stages of life, and that includes the car seat. See, car crashes are a leading killer of children ages 1 to 13. Protect your child's future at every stage of life. Go to safercar.gov/the right seat.
A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
You make sure his toys don't have any sharp edges. You taught her what to do when the smoke alarm goes off. You do so much to keep your child safe. But are you using the right car seat for your child? Car crashes are a leading killer of children ages 1 to 13. Protect your child's future at every stage of life. For information on the right seat for your child, visit safercar.gov/the right seat.
A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Thanks for calling Consolidated Credit Counseling Services. Can I help you?
I sure hope so. I'm in debt.
Is it credit card bills?
Yes, I have 2 credit cards that I'm making minimum payments on and another that I'm behind on. I owe about $5,000.
What interest rates are you paying?
Between 18 and 22%.
At that rate, it'll take over 20 years to pay off.
Wow, 20 years?
What Consolidated Credit can do is work with your creditors to lower your payments and reduce or even eliminate your interest charges. You should be able to pay everything off in 3 or 4 years.
What do I have to do?
Just give me some details and get ready to celebrate your freedom from debt.
We're Consolidated Credit. We're here to give you freedom from debt. Call now for your free consultation.
If I had known it was this easy, I would have called years ago.
Call 1-800-530-5341. 1-800-530-5341. That's 1-800-530-5341.
Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunlight Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company, licensed by New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031.
Ever wonder how the credit card companies make their money? Well, think about this. If you owe $25,000 on 5 different credit cards and you make your minimum payments every month, here's what it's going to cost you. Are you sitting down? You'll shell out over $13,000 in additional interest, and it's going to take over 13 years to pay off your original $25,000 balance. That's how they make money. Now it's your turn to fight back by calling the Debt Solutions Network. We'll work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. We promise we can and will reduce your debt. Call right now for a free 15-minute debt analysis. 800-593-0297. 800-593-0297. 800-593-0297. 800-593-0297.
You're listening to Focus on Freedom with your host, Pastor Brenda Pratt, on the Central City Radio Network.
Amen, amen. We are getting ready to go into the 4th of July holiday. And you know, at this time, we celebrate our independence. And there were certain things that were written in honor of the Declaration of Independence. And we want to look at those. And I want to show you what Andrew Womack did, how he juxtaposed our biblical stance based on kind of like the loosely basing his on the actual Declaration of Independence. So when I get to looking at the Declaration of Independence that was established in 1776 and the wording therein, we find, look, when in the course of human events it becomes necessary for one people to dissolve the political bands which have been connected them with another, and to assume among the powers of the earth the separate and equal station to which the laws of nature and of nature's God entitles them, a decent respect to the opinion of mankind requires that they should declare the causes which impel them to the separation. Listen, I told you before, when I was a child, I spoke, thought, reasoned, and acted as a child. But when in the course of human events it becomes necessary for me to separate myself, then I get to the point where I can accept that I'm in this world, but I'm not of this world. And when I get to that point, based on the laws of nature and of God, it entitles me to the right to respectfully dissent from what's going on in the world. So now I'm here at this point where I need to declare independence from the world and dependence on God. So I'm here in the course of my human development, and I have reached a maturation point where my spiritual development is more mature than my natural development. So I have to declare the causes for which I am impelled to separate myself from the world. I'm impelled to represent the causes for which I am to let the world know that I'm in the world, but I'm not of the world. I am impelled by the causes of nature and God to respectfully decline to respond to the call of the world anymore. The Declaration of Independence goes on to say, and this is the part that most of us know, we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal. I'm an heir and a joint heir with Christ. Behold, all old things have passed away. I'm a new creature. I am created in the image of God. All the way back in Genesis, he said, let us create man in our own image. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their creator with certain unalienable rights. Do you even know what your unalienable rights are? I bet you do. You've heard them before, but you haven't put them contextually this way. You hold these truths to be self-evident, to be the evidence of things that you're hoping for, that you are endowed by your creator with certain unalienable rights. All the way back in Genesis, then you come up to Matthew. He gave you in Genesis the right to create, to call things that were not as though they were. I know you thought that was just a New Testament concept, but come on, rock with me for a little bit here. In Genesis, he told you, name everything, call it what you want it to be. And here's how you do it. Because I'm God Almighty, I'm going to call light out of darkness. Because I'm God Almighty, I'm going to call firmament out of water. Because I'm God Almighty, I'm going to separate the heavens and the earth below. Because I'm God Almighty, I'm going to call grass out of dirt. And then I'm going to call seeds out of the grass. Then I'm going to call plants from the seeds before the seeds are even planted. Because I'm God Almighty, I'm going to call every creeping, crawling thing on the earth. Because I'm God Almighty, I'm going to call every bird of the air and every fish of the sea. Because I'm God Almighty, I'm going to call some microscopic things that they're not going to see for hundreds of thousands of years. Because I can do it like that. Those are the unalienable rights that you have. I told you before, when I got my girls, I stood in their then and called their now. I stood in their then and told them, before they even knew what sex was, all y'all gonna graduate from high school without babies. I called their then right there. I call their now. I call it right now. I call it done. See, those are the rights that you have given to you by your creator at creation. So you are endowed by your creator with certain unalienable rights. These are things that can't be denied by you. Yeah, I know. The enemy comes in like a lion, like a flood, like a roaring this and a roaring that. But he can't deny you your unalienable rights. You cannot be separated from your rights. But here's what something you might not know. You can give your rights away. You can give up your right. You have the right to be free. But if you go around stealing from Walmart, you give up your right to be free. Yeah. You do. You have a right to have a sane mind. But if you go using drugs day after day after day, you relinquish the right to have that sound mind. Your rights cannot be taken from you, but you can give them away. You are endowed by your creator with certain unalienable rights. Among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. You have the right. The Bible tells you, look, I came that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly. The Bible tells you, he whom the Son sets free is free indeed. The Bible tells you, I want you to prosper in your body even as your soul prospers. Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. He says, look, I'm going to bless your going out. And I'm going to bless your coming in. I'm going to bless you in the city. I'm going to bless you in the field. I'm going to give you houses that you didn't build, wells that you didn't dig, and vineyards that you didn't plant. This is just Jesus. This is God. This is the collective, the Godhead already at work before you were even a thought in your mama's womb. In Jeremiah, he said, look, the plans I have for you, I already knew. Before you were even conceived, I already knew the plans I had for you. Plans to prosper you and not to hurt you. To give you a long life and a prosperous future. Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. That to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their power from the consent of the governed. All power is in your hands. The enemy who governs this world gets his power from you. I know. You didn't even think you had a part in it. The enemy who governs this world gets his power from you. He derives his power from the consent of the governed. The Bible tells you, look, having done all you know to do, just stand. The Bible tells you, rebuke the devil and he will flee. He can go no further than you give him access to go. So that when you begin to understand that the power that comes from the enemy is only the power that you give him, you understand that the power of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness rest in you. You are in control of that. You are the one who gets to dictate what happens in your life. You are the one who gets to choose every day. The Bible tells you, I set before you this day life and death. Choose. You get to choose it. You don't let the enemy tell you anything. You get to choose it. And once you make the choice, you set about bringing things to pass because you get to speak what happens.
I know this is good. I know it's good. Because I'm like shaking my hands and stuff. If you could see me, you'd be like, I think she's spastic. It's just, yay, this is good. This is good. I want you to be free. I want you to declare your dependence on God and your independence from the world. I want you to not be tossed to and fro every day by every wave and wind that comes up. I want you free, and I want you free indeed. Amen? Amen. Come back and let's finish up this stuff. I want to talk to you a little bit more. Amen?
Has saved me from sin.
Seniors, want peace of mind and a free prescription discount card? Keep listening. Are you age 85 or younger? Here's an important message to you and all seniors from Final Expense Direct Insurance Services. The average funeral now costs over $7,000, and the most government benefits will pay your family is only $255. Our senior plans start as low as $1 per day and will pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. There's no medical exam, and you'll have lifetime coverage. Plus, your rates will never increase, and your plan cannot be canceled as long as you make your premium payments. Get your free information about our senior plans. Just answer a few simple questions and get approved right over the phone. Plus, call right now and you'll receive a free prescription discount card. Call 800-675-0194, 800-675-0194, 800-675-0194. That's 800-675-0194. Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-245-1375. 800-245-1375. 800-245-1375. Call right now. That number again is 800-245-1375.
You're listening to Focus on Freedom with your host, Pastor Brenda Pratt, on the Central City Radio Network.
Amen, amen. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created. Man, we're created in the image of God, that we are created equal. We hold them to be self-true, that we are endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights. Now, I told you that I was reading Andrew Womack, and he was talking about the Declaration of Dependence. I think we've gone so long and so hard to establish our independence that we forgot, man, I need to be dependent on God. He says, look, cast your cares on me. He'll carry them for you, because he's a burden breaker. He's a yoke destroyer. He can do that for us. So I was reading, and Andrew Womack was talking about his declaration of his declaration of dependent. And he started it out like the Declaration of Independence. And he said, look, we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal and endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights. We talked about those rights that were established in Genesis and that were solidified in Matthew when Jesus died, was buried, and raised, and said, listen, now I'm going to my Father. I'm going to sit on the right hand of my Father, which is the side of authority, but all power I'm leaving with you. When he transferred that, that was the assurity that these unalienable rights could no longer be denied to us. We didn't need an advocate to go before us, because we were the representation of the rights that were given to us. He is the power behind the rights, but we are the declaration here in the earth that these are our rights. Since our Creator gave us these rights, Andrew Womack goes on, we declare that no government has the right to take them away. Among these rights is the right to exercise our Christian beliefs as put forth in God's holy word. Now here's where we got to get our act together. Here's where we got to get our act together. We have to be able to say, look, Lord, thy word have I hid in your heart that I might not sin against you. That's Proverbs 4:23. Thy word have I hid against you that I might not sin against you. And I was teaching the people at Freed Indeed, what does it mean to sin against God? What does it look like to sin against God? And it's really simple. It kind of boils down to this simple thing. When I begin to act as if the word of God is not true, then I sin against God. I can love God with all my heart. I can be dedicated to helping all of his people. I can give until I have nothing left to give. But when I operate as if God's word is not true, then I sin against God. So I understand it to be, listen, when I'm not operating in the full authority of God's word, then I am grieving God and I am sinning against him. I believe that God's word is the infallible, inspired truth left here to guide us through the world. So when I get here and I begin to exercise my Christian belief, one of the first things that I tell everybody at Freed Indeed is that you have to get God's word in your heart. And why do I think that that's important? Because, listen, you have this tripart being of man. And in the middle, you have that seat, that heart, that mind, will, and emotions. And when you get your mind, will, and emotions lined up, then the to and fro of the world don't cause you to get off track. If I can master my mind, will, and emotions and make them line up under the word of God, then everything else is good. My soul is fine. My spirit is fine. My body is fine. But I got to get that mind, will, and emotion lined up. Because, listen, the Bible says, out of your heart flows the issues of life. You know, in the story when they were reading and the disciples were Jesus was talking with the Pharisees, and they were going back and forth, and the discussion was about eating and what should we eat, and should we eat things that were offered to idols, should we eat with unwashed hands, should we eat with publicans, all of this stuff about what was going on with eating. And Jesus quite simply wanted to illustrate, listen, it's not what goes in you that's the problem, it's what comes out of you that's the problem. Listen, what you eat, that's a natural process. It's going to go in, it's going to nourish your body, and it's going to come out. But out of your heart, the issues of life flow. And I pray for my president, as all of us should, because when you, the most powerful person on the planet, with the most, how do I say it, influence over everybody, do the things that he's doing now, it creates a problem. And it says to me that out of you are flowing issues that God still has yet to deal with. So the Bible says, look, it's not what you eat and how you eat it and where you eat it. It's not that. It's what comes out of you. That's why the word says, look, guard your heart above all else, because out of it flow the issues of life. If your heart is not fortified, and pastor is telling you, listen, you are created in the image of God, but in your heart, your will, your emotions, your mind, you don't believe or accept that, then you don't operate in all the authority and power that you should be operating in. You operate less than. And depending on to what degree you have allowed the enemy to tell you you're less than God, it tells you how far below the standard you'll operate. Listen, I know people tell you, listen, don't watch this movie. Don't listen to this music. It's going to cause. It's not the music. It's your mind, will, and emotions. It's the word that you have in there to combat it. Because when nothing goes in, then nothing can come out. But when something goes in and there's nothing there to combat it, then that's something that went in is exactly what's going to come out. Tell people all the time, you want to know exactly what's in somebody? Watch them when they hit their finger with a nail, with a hammer. You slam your finger in the door. From pastor to usher, you know exactly what's in there when that happens. Because that first reaction, you're going to either say, bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Or you're going to say, bow. And you know,
Now you got to replace that. You hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal and endowed by the Creator with certain unalienable rights. Listen, come see me tomorrow at Freed Indeed Christian Center. We're going to meet at 10 o'clock. We're at 9401 West Garfield. Find me on Facebook. Find me on Twitter. Oh, look for us on Periscope tomorrow. So we'll be Periscoping and something else she does. But just look for that. And then call me, 480-758-9528. Send me a text or email at youarefreedindeed. Yeah, youarefreedindeed@gmail.com. Love you. Bye.
Has saved me from sin.